Country Bob FM.
Friday Almanac here on Bob FM, and let's play Name That Tune with the Kazoo.
A white sport coat and a pink carnation.
Yes. Since we heard it earlier and that was my number one Marty Robbins song, I wanted to honor it yet again in honor of Faye Five. You never know, you might hear a Charlie McLean song on the kazoo next week.
Right.
Charlie McLean is going to be our Faye Five artist. We're going to be playing Almanac Trivia today for the Fabulous Armadillos. The show is tonight. Even though the show is tonight, we're still giving away tickets. We have that ability, Neil.
Yes, we do. We have the technology.
We do.
And we're going to do
pretty impressive.
That. So if you can go to the show tonight, participate in Almanac Trivia. If you can't go, then don't participate.
And if you've played Almanac Trivia at all, you know you need to pay attention to every single word.
Right.
Even if it isn't grammatically correct, please listen to every word. Today is Friday, October 27th. We've reached it, the plateau, the 300th day of the year.
All right.
65 left to go. 1873, a guy by the name of Joseph F. Glidden received a patent for barbed wire. Where would we be without barbed wire? 1873, barbed wire didn't make its appearance. Maybe people were using it, but it hadn't been patented.
Right.
Sharp shards and barbed and...
We wouldn't have those tattoos then.
Tattoos around guys' biceps.
Yeah.
The barbed wire tattoos.
Yeah. I would have thought he was patented paint.
We used it... Well, it's Glidden.
Yeah.
We used it heavily out on the farm. We had barbed wire everywhere.
Sure.
And, of course, at prisons.
Right.
It's heavily used at prisons. And wedding... weddings and garter belts, right?
I think so.
That's the real rough wedding.
Yeah, it is.
The garter belt made of barbed wire. 1873. 1901, boxer shorts first introduced.
Thank you.
You got your boxers, you got your briefs, and you have boxer briefs.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've got.
They have
to.
The hybrid.
Yeah.
Thanks for telling us that. Yeah. Yep. I wasn't going to ask. 1901. 1904, the subway opened for business in New York City. This was pretty big because it was the first rapid transit subway system in the U.S.
Mm.
You have your subway, you have your elevated train. We have surface light rail here in the Twin Cities and commuter, but we don't have subway. There's a couple of spots there where the light rail goes underground by the airport. They've got a tunnel there. But technically, I don't know if you call that a subway. I guess technically it might be. 1904, 1925, a guy by the name, I'm going to say that several times today, a guy by the name, if a guy could just... invent water skis. Well, this is what this guy did. Fred Waller received a patent for water skis on this date, 1925. Now, he wasn't connected to Minnesota, but as you know, Lake Pepin in southeastern Minnesota is where water skiing was invented. That's the birthplace of water skiing. Some guy named Ralph Samuelson.
Way to go, Ralph.
From Lake City, home of Randy Brewer,
on
the shores of Lake Pepin. At some point in time, like in 1922, invented water skiing, and then this guy capitalized on it, patenting water skis, and the rest is history. Have you ever water skied?
I tried like when I was young, and I was horrific at it. I tipped over, and I was not good at it.
I've never tried skiing
of any sort. I don't snow ski.
No.
I don't water ski.
No.
I got a friend who's really a better friend of my brother's, who is a world-class water skier.
Do you Kowalski?
Do you
go to their market?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. So Fred Waller, patent water skis. I have never done it either. I recognize that I would be very bad at it as well, so I'm not even going to try it.
Yeah.
Well, if you know you're going to be bad at something, don't even try it.
Yeah, don't try it.
I don't try anything
don't
until I
like
know that I'm going to be good at it.
Right.
And that means that I've already done it just to make sure that I can do it in private where other people can't see. 1954 in entertainment news.
Miss Monroe will have nothing to say this morning. All I can say as her attorney is that this is what we would say with the conflict of careers. And as regrettable as it may be, it will have to be presented in the proper place at the proper time.
Marilyn Monroe filed for divorce from Joe DiMaggio just 9 months after their wedding. That honking you heard, that was Yogi Berra. He wanted to take the fork in the road, and he was taking it. He was taking the fork in the road, and somebody got in his way, and he was honking, as you heard in the background.
Sure.
But 1954, the divorce became final a year later. That was in 1954. You may also remember a little Walt Disney.
Walt Disney's Disneyland.
When you wish upon a star.
Same day that Marilyn Monroe filed for divorce from Jolt and Joel, Walt Disney
each week
debuted his first television anthology program called Disneyland. Eventually, it would be renamed as The Wonderful World of Disney and would be on television for a long, long time.
We watched it many a Sunday night.
But it wasn't known as The Wonderful World of Disney. It was just Disneyland, 1954. 1964, Sonny and Cher, Sonny Bono and Cher LaPierre, married in Tijuana. They were married for 11 years. They divorced in 1975. Made a lot of good music together, that Sonny and Cher group.
Yes, they did.
They were a heck of a duo.
Their television show was a lot of fun. It was good stuff.
1978, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin named winners of the Nobel Peace Prize for their progress towards achieving Middle East Accord.
Never has held.
No, it hasn't. We thought, you know, you had the Camp David Accords and everything that was taking place at that time. That's actually cost Anwar Sadat his life. He would be assassinated, 3 years later, primarily because he was pursuing peace in the Mideast. His opponents in Egypt didn't want it. 1978. 1991, the Bob Almanac presents another Metrodome magical moment.
The Twins are going to win the World Series. The Twins have won it. 1-0, 10-inning victory.
Pena in a jam. And I was there. I was sitting out in left field. I was in the left field lower deck.
Well, you weren't far from where that ball landed.
10, 12 rows. Yeah, it was to the left.
It was kind of left center.
Yep. It was to the left of where we were sitting, so more left center. And
Gene Larkin.
Yeah. I'm thinking of I'm thinking of Kirby's home run was to the left. I wasn't there on Saturday. I had to broadcast playoff football, but I got home just in time. Home just in time to see the extra innings and see Charlie Liebrandt come in and give up a circle changeup right into the wheelhouse of Kirby Puckett. And then I went back to Mora, where I had called the football game. I went back up there and then had a Subway meatball sandwich to celebrate.
Very nice.
Just up there, and then I went home, which was a 15-minute drive. Then I went back up there to get a Subway.
That was on Saturday?
That was on Saturday night. Then on Sunday,
it was when they won it.
Packed everybody up and went to the Metrodome for Game 7 of the 91 World Series.
Love it.
And you're right, where we were sitting, that base hit was actually a little to the right of where we were now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Out on the lower deck left field.
Love that.
So way to go, 91 Twins. Out of 5 World Series, the Twins won 2. Just think of that now.
That's pretty good.
Just think of how good that was at that time. Can we get back there?
Well,
baseball's different now, Neil.
It's tougher.
The way the economics are and the contracts and the big money and the TV money.
Yeah.
Totally different now than it was in 1991.
Let's do it. Let's go back and win another World Series.
It would be great. 1998 on this date, almost as big as Game 7 of the World Series for me.
Two of the best are back.
Been a long time, Punch.
Go on patrol when Punch and John ride again to battle the ultimate case of road rage in a world premiere movie reunion.
It was a movie reunion.
Eric Estrada, Larry Wilcox, and the Chips cast return in an all-new exclusive event.
It was a big reunion on this date, 1998. Chips 99 aired on TNT. It's a big event in my household.
Love
I remember it well in 1998. 2002, another big sports event.
Emmett Smith has just become the NFL's all-time leading rusher.
Thank you, Pat.
When is Murder, She Wrote On, Pat?
What a thrill to be a part of it.
No, you didn't hear me. Pat, when is Murder, She Wrote On? Too much noise there at Texas Stadium.
Yeah, they couldn't hear you.
Emmett Smith became the all-time leading rusher. He passed Walter Payton. That was 2002 on this date. And 2013 this date, we lost Lou Reed. He was the Velvet Underground co-founder. Kind of, they were underground. They were an underground rock band, progressive, didn't have a whole lot of commercial success, but the critics sure loved him. And then he had that hit, Walk on the Wild Side, that you're hearing right now.
Right.
He was kind of an odd character. He was odd. There's no doubt about that. And he died on this date. Huh. He was 71. Lou Reed dead. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to the Romano house on One Day at a Time.
There you are, honey.
Oh, Mom, your jewelry box.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, Annie, you always said you loved it. Honey, don't you love it anymore?
Oh, yes, of course, Mom. I love it.
Yeah.
Where's your jewelry?
Don't be so pushy.
She was Mother Romano. She was Romano's mother on One Day at a Time. Nanette Fabre, still with us at 97.
Wow.
97 for Nan Fabre. She was on the Sid Caesar show a lot, and she was on Carol Burnett quite a bit.
Sure.
And in fact, Mary Tyler Moore credits her. Mary Tyler Moore, on her show, she patented the crying, like the clown episode and the other episodes where Mary Tyler Moore cries.
Sure.
She credits Nanette Fabre for teaching her how to cry on screen on those TV shows. So where would we be without Mary Tyler Moore and her crying on screen during her shows? So
she was good. It was funny.
As good as they come. Nan Fabre, 97.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
He was the Black Knight and so many other things from Monty Python. John Cleese.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. He is 78 today. Life of Brian. Holy Grail.
Right. Good stuff. And then he took over his cue on the Bond movies.
Die Another Day, right?
Yeah. He was in a couple.
A Fish Called Wanda as well. We heard a clip from that earlier. John Cleese is 78.
He made a great cameo on Cheers, too.
Won an Emmy for it.
Yeah. As a, like a, what was he, a therapist for a marriage or a relationship therapist.
And they needed it.
Oh, my God. Hilarious stuff.
John Cleese, 78. Lee Greenwood, country singer. God Bless the USA.
Pretty good.
Lee Greenwood is 74. Mm-hmm. We'll play a Lee Greenwood song coming up in its entirety following Almanac Trivia.
Nice.
Ivan Reitman, the film producer and director. He's given us such movies, good ones, as Old School. He did Space Jam. He did Kindergarten Cop. It's Not a Tuma. He did the Ghostbuster films. Meatballs, Stripes, Animal House. Need I go on?
That's a good list right there.
Ivan Reitman, 71 today.
Thank you. This is a terrible mistake because I used up all my English.
Roberto Benigni. He's 65. He was in that movie Life is Beautiful, foreign language film. I haven't seen it because it's a foreign language film.
Right.
But he won the Oscar for that. In fact, he was like the producer. He won it as, best movie, and he won best actor at the same time.
Impressive.
Two different awards. Multi-talented. Roberto Benigni, 65. Lead singer from Duran Duran.
Please, please tell me now. Is there something I should know? Is there something I should say?
A lot of young ladies in the early to mid-80s had Duran Duran lunchboxes. Simon LeBone, he is the lead singer of Duran Duran. They're Hungry Like the Wolf, and he is 59 today. Former Mrs. Donald Trump, Marla Maples, 54.
Oh, sure.
They have a daughter together. What's her name? She's not nearly as in the spotlight as Ivanka and Donald Jr. and the two boys and Ivanka. Those are the ones that are in the limelight.
Right.
She is not the one that has Marla as her mother, but Marla Maples. Marla Maples, is that her real name? That sounds like a made-up name. Sounds like an on-air radio name.
It does.
Marla Maples with you here on a Thursday night. Marla Maples, 54.
Yeah.
Kelly Osbourne is 33. She had to grow up with Ozzy Osbourne as a father.
It couldn't have been
How
easy.
Did that go?
Yeah. Great role model.
The parenting styles of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Maybe they're better than we think.
Well, they might be.
Kelly Osbourne. Not to be confused with Kelly Osbourne. There's Kelly Osbourne, isn't the Osbourne the Shadazy Girls.
Yes.
There's a Kelly Osbourne the Osbourne sisters. This is spelled slightly different. Kelly Osbourne. They're English, by the way, so it's Osbourne 33 today. Your turn.
All right, gone but not forgotten. We start with the fine inventor of the sewing machine, Isaac Merritt Singer. Correct.
We had Husqvarna.
1811. Husqvarna sewing machine,
yes.
I didn't know they made, though. That's good.
You could sew, you could mend up a pair of pants, and then go out and chop and cut down a tree.
Impressive.
It was a sewing machine slash chainsaw.
We had a Singer. My mom worked with it many, many times. 1811. He carried a big stick, just ask him, and he rode up San Juan Hill. Theodore Roosevelt, our former president, Teddy Theodore Roosevelt, born on this day, 1858.
Bull Moose Party.
Bull, there you go. And he did a lot of good things around the turn of the century. Etiquette expert Emily Post. We probably should follow some of her teachings a little more closely here on the Bob Morning Show. 1872. You heard Johnny Carson refer to him often. He was Emmy Award-winning Tonight Show producer Freddie DeCordova. Was born on this day, 1910. Leif Erikson, an actor, 1911. What do we have from him?
Do you remember the show High Chaparral?
Chaparral, yes.
Leif Erikson was in that.
Really? I wonder what part he played.
Oh, he was the main character, Big John Cannon.
Oh, he was the patriarch?
Many people forget about the High Chaparral. Oh, everybody knows Gunsmoke. Everybody knows Bonanza and the Big Valley and the Virginian, the Rifleman. But don't sleep on High Chaparral.
Now it's on that on the weekends on that INSP channel.
Of course it is.
And I've seen several episodes, so I know exactly who you're talking about now. And a great TV theme for the High Chaparral. Leif Erikson, 1911. She was an Emmy Award-winning actress and civil rights activist, Ruby Dee. If you remember those movies, the A Raisin in the Sun, the Jackie Robinson story, and many others. A very fine actress, 1922. Baseball Hall of Famer Ralph Kiner, 1922 as well. A great outfielder for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and then a longtime radio play-by-play guy, too, for the Pirates. Ralph Kiner, a Hall of Famer, 1922. We have some of those from the Nixon administration era. Former Secretary of State Warren Christopher, 1925. A year later, former White House Chief of Staff H.R. Haldeman. He was one of the Watergate figures, of course, 1926. One of the great piano players. He's in both the rock and roll and the country music halls of fame. Here's Floyd Kramer tickling the ivory. Many instrumental hits, 1933 for the great Floyd Kramer. Two more to run down, noted mobster John Gotti. I think he died in prison. And then they have program TV reality shows about with his family.
They have a movie coming out.
Oh, do they?
Gotti. Nice.
All right, John Gotti, born on this day, 1940. And musician Scott Weiland, he was the frontman for the Stone Temple Pilots.
Got that grunge sound, that guttural that was so big in the early 90s, that guttural delivery.
Also with Velvet Revolver, 1967, and he died here.
Yeah. The show was supposed to be at the Medina. Got canceled. Yeah. They were spending the night in Bloomington because they had a show in Rochester.
Right.
And he died on his tour bus in a parking lot in Bloomington, drug overdose.
Sad deal. Scott Weiland, 1967. Jim, they're all gone. But not forgotten.
They are gone. What isn't gone are the tickets for the Fabulous Armadillos.
Yeah,
we still have some of those. We have a pair. We can give away a pair right now. Yep. It's their big Eagles tribute show tonight at the Medina. Do you want to go? Please don't call unless you want to go. We've had some people call just to prove that they know the answer, and we're very impressed.
We are.
We were glad that you took the time to call and to show your great knowledge and your fandom of the Bob Almanac.
Right.
I mean, they will never be tired of hearing how much you love the Almanac. But if you can't go, you really shouldn't call.
It just makes the process go a little smoother, faster.
What did we go through the other day? Maybe three calls?
Three or four calls,
They called, they knew the answer, but they didn't want to go.
Oh, no, I don't want to go. I just wanted to give you the answer. Well, we appreciate that. But
by the way, the Almanac is brought to you by
Kurt Weers at United Country Real Estate in Annandale. Nobody knows the country like Kurt Weers. His website for more information for Kurt, WeSellFarmsMN.com.